You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. As families endure the new school year, remotely or in person, lots of parents are questioning whether the traditional school system is safe for their kids during the pandemic and whether it's actually working for their kids in the long run. Emma Green is a staff writer for The Atlantic who recently wrote about parents who are pivoting to homeschooling. Welcome, Emma.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So before the pandemic, let's get a little level set. How many students were homeschooled officially in the United States?
So we're looking at roughly 3% of the American population. And often the scholars who look at the homeschool world divide it up into these two camps of people who are religious, Christian mostly, and people who are kind of hippies. But as we've seen with the pandemic, that is expanding rapidly.
And do we have any indication? Are there any numbers about how many parents are either considering or shifting to homeschooling now?
You know, we don't have that data yet. And I think the reason is that we are still very much in the thick of it with trying to get a handle on what's happening educationally around the country. But I can tell you anecdotally from having made a bunch of calls to parents who are trying it and also to homeschoolers who have been getting inquiries, there's just a flood of interest from parents of all kinds saying, I don't think this is the way for us. I don't think I can stand the uncertainty of not knowing whether my kid is going to be home with us after going to in-person school if there's an outbreak. So we see from some these anecdotal pieces of evidence that there are a lot of families who otherwise would never have considered homeschooling who are now trying it.
There's been a lot of conversation about the infrastructure that is necessary to pull this off. Like, a lot of students just don't have internet access at home. And so we should clarify that this is not an option for every student. And I wonder what other infrastructure exists. What do you need if you suddenly want to start homeschooling?
So one thing I heard a lot from the homeschool families that I talked to who had been homeschooling prior to COVID-19 was a kind of resistance to the narrative that homeschooling requires a lot of money or a lot of resources. Many of them talked about your public library card being your ultimate ticket to homeschooling. But I think you're absolutely right to point out that there are built-in inequities here. For kids whose parents work full-time or who are sort of balancing work out of the house during the COVID pandemic, it's just impossible to expect those parents to simultaneously homeschool their kids. It's also impossible to expect those parents to watch over their kids' shoulders as they do Zoom school and distance school for a traditional schooling system. So I think the takeaway here is that inequities are affecting kids on both sides of the ticker, those who are exiting the traditional schooling system and those who are staying in.
As you do your reporting, how much do you think we're going to continue to see, though, the landscape of schooling overall change?
Oh, I think that this is just an extraordinary moment. And I think that because there's no end in sight for the pandemic, it's really not clear that any point during the 2020-2021 school year, there's going to be a reprieve or a return to normal. And what I'm interested in as a reporter is seeing over the course of this year into the next year and the year after that, whether the pandemic represents an inflection point for a whole uptick in a new suite of parents and families who are homeschooling who probably would not have if they never had experienced the pandemic.
Emma Green is a staff writer for The Atlantic. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.